Hi, I'm Tom Passy, an Infor Education Product Manager, with my guest today, Keith Linney, a Senior Solution Architect with Infor Consulting Services, and we're going to continue our discussion on business intelligence and reporting capabilities delivered with our Cloud Suite Financials, Supply Management, and Human Capital Management business solutions. Now, in our last podcast, Keith, you offered an overview of the reporting, analytics, and business intelligence, BI, solutions that come with the Cloud Suite applications. And you promised our listeners to join me again to dive a little bit deeper and cover a few more topics that came up in our discussion last time. Now, are you ready to enlighten our listeners with more details on our Infor reporting and analytics BI platforms?
Yes, I am. Let's do it.
Okay. Now, our listeners may recall from our last podcast, you know, that we have the Infor Cloud Suite reporting and BI platforms. You know, we have DEPM platform. We have the application landmark technology platform with reporting built in. And we have, you know, the Burst solution, which provides reporting and analytics and a number of other really good query tools that come with that solution. So I wanted to start the discussion today, Keith, with, you know, kind of that big question that I get asked a lot is, you know, we talked about, you know, what solution and the capabilities that are appropriate for the end users and their particular roles. And it started to come up in my mind, it's like, well, I wanted to understand a little bit more about Burst and why Infor thought that was a good acquisition as a complementary solution to, you know, so a really good platform that we already had. Do you have any insight into that?
Well, let me go back a little bit in history when Infor was first developing the Cloud Suite products. They knew that they wanted to be using wanted to be using Infor products rather than third-party products. And so their current BI platform at that time, which they called Infor BI, consisted or was built based on Infor OLAP cubes. And so the development with the Cloud Suite side was used with cubes that could be used for reporting and delivered reports directly or also embedded into the application. So that was just the standard of using the Infor standard at that time. As they got a little bit farther into their plans on moving into multi-tenant and trying to really emphasize the cloud platform, they were really interested in being able to use a platform that was cloud native, that was built initially for the cloud. And so they became aware that might be an opportunity for them to acquire the Burst company, which was very well received and was doing very well because it was a native cloud platform. And it seemed a very much like it would fit in with the way that they wanted to manage that with delivered content, delivered dashboards, but also the ability to be able to combine it with other data and roll it out for more special custom purposes too. So that was really what was the initial interest. When we got into it a little bit more detailed, one of the other benefits of the Burst platform is it's different than the DEPM, what's now called DEPM platform, that is based on cubes, which are not detailed transactions, but aggregated data. And the Burst platform is much better at the high volume transaction type reporting. And that was definitely a need for many of our Cloud Suite customers. So that was seen as a good match to meet those needs.
Okay. Well, good. Good. I mean, I think that's a great explanation of, you know, the fit of Burst into the Enforce solutions. And we, and as you say, we're still using, you know, our DPM solution in Cloud Suite Financials as an example, and because it provides, you know, some key reporting and analytics capabilities. Is that right?
Yes. So we have one feature called embedded analytics with the Landmark application. And this is where the users can go to a Landmark form and enter their filters and selectors. And then when they click on a button, it will bring back the aggregated data from the cubes. That's what the cubes do best, is giving us quickly aggregated data and then displaying that data through the forms. So that's one reason that we need to be still synced up with using that aggregation with the current Landmark platform.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, so now that we kind of understand some of the idiosyncrasy differences of the two platforms, what's common to both of those reporting and BI platforms?
Well, from a very high level, you know, conceptual, the data flow and what we're, how users can see their, what they're looking for, it's very similar because the data is starting out, and I'm talking specifically now about our Burst Cloud Suite, not bringing in external data, just the Burst Cloud Suite part. And so the data there is starting out in CSF or HCM. And in both cases, we run a process or a job to retrieve the appropriate data and then get it populated in the cubes, or in Burst we call them models, so that we can deliver reports on dashboards that people can use to navigate and interact with their filter selectors and see their reports and use the key performance indicators. So the objectives for a lot of it is the same on both sides. That's a very conceptual way that we usually do stage our data in the environment that can be used for reporting so that we're not, so that we can make sure that our application is being efficient and not being drugged down by a lot of reporting users.
Right. And I guess maybe, you know, part of the commonality is, you know, the end game, right? We're just trying to provide, you know, the right information at the point of decision making across the enterprise for all different users at all different roles, right? And that's the common end game that we're trying to achieve with our business intelligence solutions. And the nice thing is that they're not requiring any third party tools to be added on to the solution, right?
Exactly. All Enfor tools that we can control updates for and tune up as our customers need.
Okay. Well, good. I'm just trying to clarify that for our listeners. Let's just pretend that you're one of the end users of one of our Cloud Suite solutions, Keith. If you were to give some advice to that end user, for any guidance or best practices on using or choosing, you know, to use one or both of these reporting and analytics platforms, what advice would you give you, right? I mean, as an end user?
Well, currently there is a real strong interest in trying to get as much delivered through Burst as possible. So when we do have a report gap, We have, for example, our general ledger detail transactions that we could use through the BURST model with the BURST ad hoc query tool, or we could use it directly with our landmark tools to retrieve the data. And so, but the BURST side is much more friendly on being able to put appropriate content on the dashboards, reports on dashboards, and on having good navigation for people to go in and just see their reports there. So we want to think about the delivery as well as making it more robust when they want to tailor it or make it look the way that they want it to look, have additional reports or additional dashboards. And so we're thinking that most people are going to be wanting to consider the BURST platform first. We do have currently some our financial reports that use our Finance Enterprise Group dimensions that are so flexible that are really hooked up with our N4 OLAP Global Ledger Total Queue. So for those core financial reports with what the customer has configured for the dimensions and the hierarchies they're using, that's the part that's still more appropriate with the DEPM platform.
That's really some excellent information, Keith. Now, let me just get to another point that I wanted to understand. You know, N4 provides, you know, really thousands of pre-built reports with, you know, the landmark, you know, report anywhere, you know, reporting capabilities, and it provides hundreds of analytics and such as KPIs that are delivered role based delivered for your end users with in dashboards and home pages and such. So all of this is like you can use these Cloud Suite applications, get all this information and analytics and decision points without doing anything, right? And I like to use an analogy with buying a new car. You can buy a new car right off the lot and it might be exactly what you want. But let's say you're a gearhead, you know, a car aficionado that wants to, you know, add some pizzazz to your new automobile, and you want to open up the hood and extend it a little bit with maybe some aftermarket items that you're going to add yourself. Think of, you know, the Cloud Suite applications the same way. What if I want to do some aftermarket work that you haven't delivered in your pre-built reports and analytics and your BI KPIs? So do you have any insight into the capabilities to extend, you know, those reports and analytics to meet those business needs that an organization might have?
That's a good question, and you know, we do deliver so much that is needed and used by so many people, you know, the same way. So we want to be delivering that so they don't have to do any development. But often people do have something that's very unique or special, or they want some kind of special formatting or delivery. So on the DEPM platform side, we have our Application Studio tool for developing fully formatted financial reports. Often that these are reports maybe that were for the board and they want them to look just like the board, you know, used to see the reports. Then on the BURST side, we have with our Cloud Suite for BURST offering a reporting tool called Designer that can be used to design new reports. And then on BURST, we have several other additional levels of BURST that can make it even more robust to bring in external data and be able to use the visualizer tool that allows more interactivity with analyzing the data. So there is a lot that can be done with the additional features on the birth side. And that's what Infor wants to have available to be able to work with their customers to help them learn how to do it and be able to enjoy what it delivers, whether they have an Infor person help them develop it or whether they want to learn how to develop it themselves.
Wow, thanks, Keith. That's really, there's some really good ways to extend the solution that Infor provides with the Cloud Suite applications. But back to my car analogy, let's say that, you know, my new car that's sitting out in the driveway, I think, wow, I think that's going to suit my needs, that, you know, that's kind of why I bought it. And so, like Cloud Suite solutions like financials and global human resources, what would be your advice to make that decision? It's like, well, what do I have here, and you know, how do I proceed? You know, after I get this solution, what would be your best advice to our listeners?
Well, back to the car example, I would say you want to take it for a test drive. And, you know, so often people have seen examples from presentations and PowerPoints, but they often are much more interested in what they're seeing when it's their own data. So what we found works best is as soon as customers have data from converted data, migrated data, test data, that's the time we want to get this data in these cubes and these models and let them take it for a test run and really explore how they can use their data with all these delivery and analysis tools.
Okay. Wow, I that makes perfect sense to me, right? Get out there and explore what you've got, right? Whether it's a new car or a new business application, right? I like that one. Hey, Keith, I have to say that we're kind of running out of time for this podcast, but you do mention a good point that, you know, perhaps on a future podcast, we can have a further discussion on, you know, how do we advise and how do we get our clients to go, our customers to go ahead and start exploring. For example, you know, we have a group of finance users. How do we guide them into looking at, you know, the package, the solution that comes with Cloud Suite Financials and the reporting and analytics capabilities? Would you be willing to spend a few minutes on a future podcast to give our listeners some guidance?
Yes. And I think it is good after we've done some of these overview presentations to get much more specific about certain users and what those users need. So that would be a good idea.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Keith. I really appreciate the time that you've spent giving some insight for reporting and analytics from Infor Cloud Suite Solutions to our listeners. And I want to thank you listeners for staying tuned throughout the podcast, and we look forward to having you listen to the next podcast from myself, and hopefully I'll have my guest Keith Linney join us again. Thanks, everyone.